Good evening. We're discussing the halachas of Kibbutz Avaim, and we discussed we introduced the issue last night about contradicting a father in terms of what the halacha is, right? A kid comes home from yeshiva, his father says, okay, we do like this, and the son says, no, we don't, that's not what my Rebbe said. So that's what we began discussing, and the question that we discussed last night was, if it's not bifanav, can one contradict their father or their Rebbe, not bifanav? So we saw that the Gra points out, the Rosh Hashulchan points out, throughout all of history, Tanoim, Amoraim, Rishonim, who did seemingly argue on their father. The Rambam quotes his father and argues on his father. Tur quotes his father, the Rosh, and argues on his father, Rosh. And Kohen v'Chahena, and the... So we see this, so the Achronim conclude, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Gra conclude, that indeed you can argue on your father, or your Rebbe, if it's not bifanav. So some of the Talmidei Chachamim in our Beis Medrash last night pointed out to me, but wait a second, maybe that's only when it comes to Divrei Torah. There, everybody's, you know, searching for the MS, and maybe there's a special dispensation that for learning, you're allowed to, you know, learning Trump's soul. You could. I once had, when I first came to Lakewood, I had a Chavrus had a very fiery disposition. I'm told that he became quite a big Talmud Chacham, and maybe the reason why is, you know, because of the experience that I had with him. So I was sitting next to him, not across from him, but in Lakewood you sort of sit right next to your Chavrus, each one has a shtender, and I said a svara, and I guess it was too much of a why you kind of svara. He really didn't like it. He grabbed my ear, and he yanked it. I lifted my hand to see if it was still attached and to see if there's any blood coming down. There wasn't, Baruch Hashem. But, for Torah, you could fight for it. So maybe in the same way you could rip off your Chavrus's ear, maybe not, but same way that things like that happen in the basement. I actually once had another case. A guy, this is a scary situation. And one of the issues that I was at, which will remain nameless, Chavrus's were arguing. It got so bitter, and again, one of the guys might not have been so healthy, he started choking the other guy, literally. Literally choking his charusa because they were fighting about the pshat. Okay, those are two extreme cases. But again, rischa d'orayis. So maybe you could argue on your father, you could argue on your rabbi for Torah purpose. That's what a number of the lomdim here said yesterday afternoon. The poskim don't assume like that. The poskim assume that just that the fact that various sons throughout history argued on their parent or their father, that would be true not just in the realm of Torah per se, but in the realm of in general, one is permitted to argue on their father shalo b'fanav. Similarly, one is permitted to argue on their Rebbe, Shalom b'fanav, so paskins the Shulchan Aruch in both Hilchos Kibbutz Avaim and Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now, let's focus on one point, and that is, again, let's say within learning. A person's not, if my father says, halacha is, you're allowed to do that, let's talk about something's muktzah, you let it kick it. Okay, you let it kick muktzah with your feet. So my father tells me, you're allowed to kick muktzah with your feet. And I say, no, you're not. It happens to be machlokas, Mishnah Berurah, Chazanish. We're not going to get into that right now. Machlokas, if you're allowed to kick muktzah. My father says, oh, you're allowed to kick muktzah. So I come, could say, Daddy, I learned the sugya, and my Rebbe told me, and this and this and this, and I looked up, and you're not allowed to kick something that's muktzah. So that's usur. That's usur. It's usur, period. It's usur. There's no questions, no ifs, ands, or buts. It's usur, l'chulei alma. It's usur to do that. What about if I'm learning Hilchos Muktzah with my father, and there's a give and take, and my father says, it should be Aser, and I say, it should be Mutter, and this way, and this way, and this way, and this way. So the Pisrei Tshuva, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, and Hilchos Kibbutz Avaim, says clearly, quotes Achronim, Dehaberin ha'av, yichon lahakshos letarets, lahasik maskanos, ha'alacha, that if it's in the context of a discussion, of an argument, arguments are okay. Not, he said this, and I'm saying, no, you're wrong, it's that. That's not called an argument. That's called a contradiction. That's just a contradiction. Argument is, I think it should be like this because of that, you think like this. So in that context, the Pisrei Tshuva, according to the Achronim, says that's not considered soser as dvarav, and that is permitted because that's in the context of discussion. What's the source? Presumably, the source is a Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin has a beautiful drasha on a certain pasuk, which we don't have to go into. The pasuk says it's wonderful to have children. And in the context of talking about having children, it says, Lo yevoshu, ki yedabru es oivim b'shar. May es oivim b'shar. Who are these enemies in the gate? Says the Gemara, afil ha'av u'beno, or harav v'talmido, she'oskim b'torah b'shar echad, Two people, right? A father and son are sitting and learning. A Rebbe and a Talmud are sitting and learning. And Shar is a place, you know, Shar where they're learning. Nasim oivim zelazeh. They hate each other. When you're learning, you hate each other. You want to kill him. You want to choke your chavrusa because he's wrong and you're right. That's why you're learning. Well, if Asof concludes the Gemara of Enim Zazim Yisham, Ad Shanasim Ohavim Zeh Es Zeh. So you see from that Gemara that the examples that the Gemara gave were specifically who and who? Av Ubno Rav V'Talmido. So you see explicitly from the Gemara, explicit Gemara, that even though the Gemara said just a few lines earlier that it's usher to contradict one's father, here the Gemara says a few lines later that when it comes to discussion and learning, you're allowed to fight with your father in learning explicitly. So it must be that the learning, the discussion that's involved while you're learning is not called contradiction. What would be called contradiction if there's no discussion? It's not in the context of learning a sugya or working out, you know, discussing the matter on a kitchen table. I had a dining room table on a Shabbos meal. It's just, father says, this is the halacha, and you say, no, it's not the halacha. That's contradiction. That is aser b'fanav. ויחנאי בן הקשר מצא קדוש ברוך הוא זכות את זרוע לפיך בן תום סושר מנדו יחווי סמן צדקו יגדיל תרוב ידיר.